Greetings to each one day. In the name of Jesus, this is Levi Stalsis. We're going to continue looking at Hebrews 4. I spent a little time in verse 12, but I'd like to jump ahead to, let's go ahead to 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. I'd like just take a moment and point out there in 16, verse 16, where it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. You know, it's interesting. If you think about it, it is only by God's mercy that we have another breath. It is only by God's mercy that we are alive. You know, God doesn't owe us anything. He has given us salvation. And he does not owe us anything, but it's by his mercy that he allows us to continue. But before that, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. You know, it's kind of interesting. There where it says boldly, that boldly means confidently, and also the way we would know boldness, to come before the throne without shame, without wavering, without any shadow of doubt that God is going to move. You know, I think God, he has so much of a greater desire to bless us than we even have to receive it. God is just waiting to bless us. In fact, he's longing to bless us. In fact, he's longing to answer our prayers. But many times we don't come boldly. We don't come confidently. We don't have the confidence that God is going to do what he said he would do. I'd like to just encourage all of us to reconsider when we pray that we come before God boldly and confidently. Lord, bless your day.